This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're coming up on one of the most eagerly anticipated times of the year on Wall Street, bonus season. The payouts are big, averaging six figures. Higher level bonuses can spiral into the millions. This year looks to be uneven. Some bankers doing well and others, especially bond traders, getting somewhat less. And even others, a lot more people than you might expect, getting a slice of it as well. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
We are miles from the financial district inside the busy kitchen of New York catering company Sonier & Castle. That sizzle is the sound of swine near the end of the line.
This is pork belly that we had cooked in duck fat earlier, and now we're...
Later, the glistening cube will be skewered, then passed around by an impeccably dressed young server at a very fancy party. The company's most elaborate dinners cost hundreds of dollars per person. Today, the team is prepping for an event for a famous fashion designer. Recently, it catered the movie premiere of The Wolf of Wall Street. Co-founder David Castle says the real Wall Street is critical to the company's bottom line.
A third of our business comes from the financial industry.
Castle says corporate entertaining hasn't fully recovered from the crash, but bank employees are spending again. That means their bonuses are more important than ever.
Bonuses would be great for us. It would definitely translate into bigger spending and to more hiring, more jobs.
His catering company laid off workers in the financial crisis, but with sales up 20% last year, Castle is hiring again. Full-time staff as well as part-time servers and cooks who rely on the extra income. From the owners to the dishwashers, the whole company reaps the benefits of Wall Street bonuses.
They're receiving income, and in turn, they turn around. They spend it.
That's what economists like NYU's Lawrence J. White call a multiplier effect. All that bonus money ripples across the entire economy.
The initial beneficiaries are the people who receive the bonus, but it doesn't stop there.
A big bonus banker orders a fancy steak dinner from a server who uses the big tip to splurge on new home furnishings. Everybody wins. As the old rhyme goes, the butcher, the banker, the candlestick maker. Okay, I did tweak it a bit. Speaking of candlesticks, there are rather nice ones in homes where Darren Hinault designs the interiors.
This is the library of a townhouse downtown for a wealthy family.
In his studio, he shows photos of rooms he created. They include the homes of some of the top people in finance. The rooms look stunning, like lush film sets. Clients pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars to perfect the insides of their multi-million dollar properties. When a banker's bonus comes up short, he knows.
I have definitely had people say to me, I did not have a great year. Let's dial back again.
Chances are you don't care if a rich banker is less rich. But think about it this way. If a banker gets a larger bonus, he can give Hinault a bigger budget, which helps small businesses.
More people are involved in the making of the higher-end things than the lower-end things.
If that banker goes for pricey custom elements, a lot more locals are going to work.
A custom painter, a faux finisher out in Queens, there's a company that does hand embroidery. All these different sort of artisans are people that we would bring in as opposed to stock items which are being formed and spit out by machine.
And those giant bonuses are taxable, which means they help fix streets, pay cops, and fund programs low-income residents depend on. That's why New York politicians, even those on the left, rarely attack Wall Street pay. For regular people whose jobs depend on them, big Wall Street bonuses aren't excessive. They are absolutely vital. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.